When Wisconsin Shares works like it's supposed to, it helps low-income parents afford daycare so they can hold down jobs and stay off welfare. But it's been plagued with troubles in Milwaukee County. One daycare provider there, Latasha Jackson, collected $3 million in public funding, despite evidence that she had defrauded the system. She collected another payment last week, even after her case was publicized. The governor said that went against a clear directive from his office.
You know, obviously, I was really angry, like I think the whole world, to see the payment went out to Latasha Jackson. The division administrator who is in charge of that has now been relieved of those duties.
Doyle said Department of Children and Family Secretary Reggie Bica had been working to take care of the problems and deemed a Republican senator's call for Bica's resignation, quote, ridiculous. But the governor said troubles in the Wisconsin Shares program made him mad.
In the future, there are not going to be payments made to providers for which there is reason to believe that they may be involved in fraud.
Fraud hasn't been the only trouble for Wisconsin Shares of late. An audit this week found that the addresses for four daycare providers matched those on the state's sex offender database. The governor pointed out that in each case, sex offenders were not living at the addresses, but he said it was cause enough to cross-check the state's database in the future. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.